Where in the world are the most regular podcast listeners? The latest from podnews.net with Supporting Cast, where your brand comes first. YouGov has released data showing the number of regular podcast listeners in countries around the world. The data suggests that 39% of US consumers listen to podcasts for more than an hour a week, that South Africa is the most popular country for podcasts at 68%, Saudi Arabia at 59%, and Indonesia at 57%. Some countries, including South Africa, only surveyed internet users, though. The data appears broadly similar to separate data from the Reuters Institute conducted in 2022. Podcast hosting and monetization company Acast released its quarter one 24 financial results. Here's CEO Ross Adams.
This quarter, our sales grew by 25% to reach 413 million SEK compared to 331 million SEK last year.
The company, which is number one global podcast publisher according to Podtrac, reported, as you've heard, that net sales grew 25% year on year, driven by North America, where sales grew by 48%. The company's closer to positive EBITDA, losing $1.4 million in the quarter compared to $5.6 million a year ago. The number of listens, though, dropped 12% year on year, attributed to changes in iOS 17, but average revenue per 1,000 listens increased to $34.30, up year on year from $24.10. Elsewhere, Cumulus Media's quarter one 24 financials were released. Podcasting isn't broken out, but is pacing up, according to executive comments. Total revenue there was down 2.7%. The winners of the 2024 Pulitzer Prizes were announced. The podcast You Didn't See Nothing from USG Audio and the Invisible Institute won the Pulitzer Prize for audio reporting. Edison Research will unveil the podcast consumer, the company's data on who listens to podcasts, in a free webinar on May the 16th. A new full-service production studio has launched in London. Lock It In Studio will focus on podcasts that are inspired by the nuances of British culture. And here are two numbers for you. The number of active podcasts, those updated in the last 30 days, has been relatively steady since early March, according to data from the Podcast Index. However, the number of new podcast feeds in April 2024 was the lowest in over a year. That's according to data from Listen Notes. In People News, Australian women's media brand Mamma Mia has appointed Natalie Harvey as CEO. She joined as Chief Revenue Officer in January. Co-founder and CEO Jason Levine becomes Executive Chair. And in podcast news, the latest edition of the Sound Off podcast is edition number 400. And to celebrate, Matt Cundall interviews Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. Dave talks about some of the podcast apps he uses and why he doesn't use some of the biggest, and also lets slip about a big domain name that he owns. Smartless celebrates its 200th episode today with Stephen Martin and Martin Short. You can expect chats about the talk show anecdote, the best use of a time machine, and have you heard of the word combo? Shootings are not unusual in Belize, but shootings of cops are. When a wealthy woman married into one of the most powerful families in Belize is found on a pier late at night next to a body, it becomes the country's biggest news story in a generation. From Campside Media, White Devil launched this week. And The Girlfriends returns for a new season today from Novel and iHeartRadio. The show has been optioned for TV. The new season tries to discover the true identity of a mysterious woman whose body washed up on a beach in Staten Island. This podcast is sponsored by Supporting Cast. Don't lock your members into one platform with Supporting Cast. You own your podcast subscription and you control the subscriber relationship, and it's completely white labeled too, so your brand is always front and center. You can learn more about Supporting Cast. There's a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.